Oregon voters will decide whether to ban commercial gillnet fishing this November. Hoba Keiter is the spokesman for Salmon for All. The group opposes the ban. He says it's not only the fishers who would be hurt by this measure.
It will remove a $10 to $11 million economic contribution from lower river communities. It's the people who work at the marine supply store. It's the people who work at the processing houses.
Supporters say the ban would replace gill nets with a more fish-friendly capture and release method. According to the Oregon Secretary of State, the petition received more than 94,000 valid signatures. That's well above the required 87,000 signatures.